Bioweapons scientist Stephen Hatfill said today that he had nothing to do with the anthrax letters that killed 5 people last fall. FBI agents have twice searched Hatfill's apartment in full view of television cameras. Hatfill spoke publicly for the first time today. He stood outside the office of one of his lawyers in Virginia in a suit, wearing an American flag pin, and at a news conference he had called, he addressed the cameras.
I do not object to being considered a subject of interest by the authorities because of my knowledge and background in the field of biological warfare defense. But I do object to an investigation characterized, as this one has been, by outrageous official statements, calculated leaks to the media, and causing a feeding frenzy operating to my great prejudice.
NPR's David Kestenbaum was at the news conference this morning. He joins me now. David, why has Stephen Hatfill been the focus of so much attention?
The FBI has told me he's one of 20 or 30 persons of interest. It's not a legal term. It just means he's someone with relevant knowledge and expertise in biological weapons. And he does have knowledge and expertise. Stephen Hatfill worked at U.S. AMRID, the Army's Biodefense Lab in Maryland. And later, while working for a contractor, he commissioned a report to look at what would be the effect of sending anthrax through the mail. His lawyer said that there had been a number of anthrax hoax letters at the time, and this was really an attempt to understand how to respond should such a thing happened. Hatfill said today that last fall, 2 investigators came by his office. And they said they were doing a number of polygraphs, and they asked him if he would submit to one, and Hatfill said yes. And he says he did it, and the examiner told him afterwards that he believed Hatfill had had nothing to do with the anthrax mailings. Hatfill also says the FBI later told him officially that he was not a suspect in the case.
And then the FBI later searched his apartment. For the first time, Hatfill consented, but the second time, the FBI agents had to get a warrant. And why was that?
I spoke with one of Hatfill's lawyers, Victor Glassberg, last week about that, and he told me he had no idea why they'd gotten the warrant. To get one, you have to convince a judge that it's more likely than not the search will turn up evidence of a crime. But in cases like this, traditionally, they're not terribly hard to come by. Steve Hatfill spoke a little bit about it at the press conference today.
This happened one day after my attorneys had left a message on the lead FBI investigator's voicemail confirming my continued readiness to answer questions and otherwise cooperate. My girlfriend's home was also searched. She was manhandled by the FBI upon their entry, not immediately shown the search warrant. Her apartment was wrecked while FBI agents screamed at her that I had killed 5 people and that her life would never be the same again. She was terrified by their conduct, put into isolation for interrogation for 8 hours. I was horrified.
Now, I haven't been able to get in touch with the FBI yet, but Hatfill and his lawyer are clearly very upset about how the FBI has been conducting the investigation. Hatfill's lawyer, Victor Glassberg, said today that he knew the FBI had been leaking information to the press. And one example he gave was that a reporter called recently and said that he had a copy of Hatfill's novel, a novel in progress about bioterrorism. And Glassberg said, how else could someone have gotten this except from the FBI, because they've been looking at Hatfill's hard drive? But, you know, I've spoken in the past with some of Hatfill's colleagues, and one of them told me that he'd read a draft of the novel years ago. So I think it's possible that that could have come from somewhere other than the FBI.
So are Hatfill's lawyers going to take any legal action?
Apparently not at this point. They're just going to file a complaint.
Well, I imagine Stephen Hatfill is not too happy with the media either.
Yeah, he's not happy about the helicopters flying over his apartment and the FBI agents going through his dumpster, or the media reports that have dug deep into his past. Some of them have claimed that Hatfill did some serious exaggeration on his resume about his time in special operations with the military. His lawyer, Victor Glassberg, said today, look, if you go back 20 years into my past, you'll find some things. You'll find some illegal things. And his lawyer argued that all this just wasn't relevant and that the media should stick to reporting, you know, evidence in the case. It's been reported that Hatfill, for another example, had been given an anthrax vaccine, and that would have enabled him to work safely with anthrax. And Hatfill said today he had never, ever, ever worked with anthrax. He said, yes, he'd been vaccinated, but that was standard procedure for the lab he was working in. He also said his immunity would have expired by the time the letters were sent through the mail, and that he was as vulnerable as anyone else to getting anthrax.
Mm. And I understand he's no longer working at that lab. What's he doing now?
Yeah, he was supposed to be working at, most recently he's supposed to be working at Louisiana State University, and his job there would be to train people how to respond in case of a bioterror attack. He's been running training sessions like that for a while. In fact, he said today that one of the FBI agents who searched his house was someone he had given a class to in the past. And Hatfield said the lead investigator on that search apologized to him and said the order for the search came from on high. Hatfield right now has been put on a month's administrative leave with pay.
NPR's David Kestenbaum, thank you very much.
Thanks, Madeline.